So this is the story of how I once received an extra day on an assignment in high school for being Mexican. And most of it's just going to be me trying to explain what that sentence meant. So yeah, you're probably looking at me saying, sure, okay. But I am at least in part Mexican. Like, it's very, very normal in California for white people like me to actually have Mexican heritage. And my grandfather was actually Mexican, and so my last name is. And I was always really proud of my heritage, especially as a child. I mean, just as much now, actually. But it started as a child largely because it was my favorite type of food, always has been. I really was raised on bean burritos, too. That's the one reason I feel it was kind of legitimate. I mean, we were always bouncing around somewhere in the whole middle class thing. So really, it wasn't for any reason other than that my mother was white and didn't cook. So that was all I knew how to make for myself was bean burritos. But thankfully, it was also my favorite food anyway. So this story took place in my junior year of high school, in my AP English class. It was a time I was caught in the middle of sweeping changes to this AP English class. So that's maybe how it relates to the theme. My teacher, she was just. At this year, she had been really dismayed that she, every year she'd come back and teach this class and she would be looking at just a bunch of white faces. This is here in San Luis Obispo, so that's partially understandable. But she was really concerned about this. She had always been, she'd been in the civil rights movement from the start. She was even impregnated by a black man in the 1960s, so, you know, she started early. And so she really cared about this. And what she did was she went to all the guidance counselors during my sophomore year and asked them to like bully all the Hispanic children that they were in charge of into signing up for a class. Like she went to all of them and was like, any of the Mexican kids that you have that you think can handle my class, make sure they take it. And so she. At least this was the story I got from my friend Miguel. It was how he ended up in the class, as he was strong-armed and he talked to all his friends, and it was a similar experience. I wasn't actually forced into the class that way. It was more just my sophomore year English teacher was like, you can't come back into regular English. I won't deal with it again. I don't want to see you. and so. There was a certain point in this class. She had a strict no late work policy, and she's a very intense woman who I really liked just because she's a massive egotist, which is a quality I really like in people. It just helps me relate to them. But so one day, I didn't do this assignment. It was. A handwriting assignment, actually, of just filling a page with words. I just didn't finish it. I was struggling to in one of my classes earlier in the day, and so I start talking to my friend Miguel about it, and he's like, "Oh, it's all right. I didn't do it either. I'm just going to go and remind her that I'm Mexican, and she'll give me an extra day. You can come with me. I mean, you're Mexican too. I was always outspoken about my heritage. Like we used to play soccer together." In eighth grade, we'd do the USA versus Mexico games in the tennis court, and I would always be like begging to be on the Mexico team because they were obviously going to win. never worked out. They wouldn't let me, but this actually did. He tells me, okay, yeah, just come along with me. We'll just you know, reminder. It's worked for me before, and so we come in before class and just like. I don't think I even said anything to her. He just was kind of like, so we didn't do this. I think it was all implied, but we were like, oh, can we get an extra day on this? And she's like, okay, yeah, just this once. And yeah, I still don't know how to feel about that. Like, I don't know if I feel like I pulled one over on somebody. I don't know. I, I don't like condone what she did, but I don't also like think it was a bad thing. She did get a lot more diversity into the class. Like a lot of those kids were great writers, and I was glad they got to benefit from her intense tutelage. Yeah, that's pretty much the whole story. Maybe I explained it. I kept it nice and short today. Still don't know how to feel about that. Thank you guys.